The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Craig Martin, chairman of Dynam Capital, manager of Vietnam Holding. That's VNH ticker there. Craig, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure, Justin.
It's funny, we've got a weather of contrasting views here. We've got where you are, it's very hot, humid, I assume. And where I am, it's blowing a gale. We've got Storm Eunice coming over. Everyone's bracing, locking down their, you know, battening down the hatches. So while you're suffering from hay fever, we're suffering from bad wind over here. So,
my goodness, keep safe, yeah.
Yeah. So you've put out the monthly report. Craig, we'll get into that in a bit. Before we do, for people not familiar with Vietnam Holding, could you explain what it's about, if you could, Craig?
Sure. Well, look, Vietnam Holding is a fund listed on the main board of the London Stock Exchange and invests exclusively in the exciting markets of Vietnam.
Yeah. Now, you put your monthly report out. It's a monthly report every month, of course, and they reported that a fund's value fell by 3.6%. Very rare, because the share price has been rallying crazily in the last few months. So what caused the fall, then? And should sort of investors be concerned here, Craig?
Well, actually, on the contrary, Justin, we think the opportunity in Vietnam remains very strong. And the outlook for 22 is very positive. In February, actually, the fund's up by about 3.4% already. So we've almost clawed back all the drop in January. And what we referred to in that fact sheet was actually very interesting. It's a result of quite a lot of volatility caused in some ways by the many active retail investors in Vietnam. So the end of January marked the start of the Lunar New Year festivities, and the markets were then shut for a whole week. Now, we weren't surprised, because we've been doing a lot of research into what we call the rise of the retail investor, and many of them had said that they expected to sell their stocks or some of their portfolio ahead of the Lunar New Year, or in Vietnam, it's the Tet holiday. So it's a bit like these kind of old maxims, sell in May and go away. I don't know if that's still a thing, or the January effect, when often profits taken at the end of the year and then the markets rally in January. So we saw in Vietnam, people took some profits, so a bit of indiscriminate selling, so they could perhaps have a much needed holiday. Mm-hmm. And now the market's rallied again. So it's maybe sell in Tet and then regret. But I should say, it's still, the markets are still quite volatile.
Yeah, they are volatile. I've seen a lot of this. You see private investors, the rise of that, and you see that. You know, I've seen a lot of examples of institutional investors actually accumulating currently, you know, but yet private investors obviously get scared a little bit and sell at lows, which is not a good thing. But so is it volatile over there? What's new in Vietnam then, Craig, at the moment?
Well, look, I think the good news just this week is that the country is now able to remove many of the COVID restrictions put in place for travellers. Mm-hmm. And so by this time next month, it should be relatively easy for people to visit Vietnam again. And tourism is about 10% of the country's economy, or 10% of the country's GDP. So it'd be a really welcome return. And of course, it's a fabulous country to visit. The food's amazing and the people are great. And the other thing, kind of linked into that, the currency, the Vietnam dong, continues to strengthen against the US dollar. And if you look back over, you know, the last 20 years or so, the currency's weakened by about 2% per annum on average. Yet in the last few years, the currency has reversed the flow and started strengthening. And just this week, some international economists say, look, they see this as the start of a multi-year period of appreciation, really due in part to the, you know, the balance of payments that has been in surplus for the last 7 years. And that's driven by the strong foreign direct investment. People want to manufacture in Vietnam, the trade surplus, as Vietnam's a big exporter, but also other sources such as tourism and other inward remittances to the country. So the currency is also volatile. The Vietnam dong against the US dollar on a 3-month basis has about a 3% volatility. Now, pre-COVID, pre-pandemic, that was probably about 0.5%. And over the last decade, only around 1.5%. But actually, to put that in context, in Asia, volatility is around 6%. So it's relatively low volatility. But we see that the currency is strengthening. Is a further evidence of a fairly strong macroeconomic condition.
Yeah, good stuff. And crystal ball time then, Craig. What's your take on the rest of the year, you know, based on how the year has started off?
Well, look, we think the macro is strong, and that's going to help drive earnings growth. We're forecasting just under 30% earnings per share growth this year, off a strong year last year. And the fund is cheap. We trade on about 12 times PE. So the portfolio is in good shape. We've had some great performance from some of our logistics companies. Now, look, these benefit from the growth in international trade. That's like an export story. But also our retail positions, these are a domestic story, look set for a strong year as well. People are starting to spend again after COVID. And we hold a large, what we call an omni-channel retailer. It's a company called Mobile World, and it's strong in everything from mobile phones, hence its name, through electronic goods to grocery items. And it's also a leading e-commerce player. We also have another retail company. It's a jewelry company, much better quality than, I think it was Ratner's in the UK many years ago. This is a much better company, better managed, and they're better at promoting the company and the brand. And it's very popular with the Vietnamese when they're going to get engaged or married or have something to celebrate. They go and either buy gold or buy jewelry from our portfolio company. Now, of course, with COVID restrictions reducing, and the positive macroeconomic, both mid and long-term outlook, well, there's a lot to celebrate in Vietnam.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Well, you know the drill here, Craig, if someone's listening to this, likes the sound of what you're doing there, would like to get some exposure to Vietnam but not following the story yet, please give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Vietnam Holding to their watch list, please.
Well, number one, there's a very favourable economic backdrop in Vietnam. Number two, Vietnam Holding, VNH, is an outperforming fund. And number three, you can buy the shares in Vietnam Holding at a 15% discount to its net asset value. So there are three reasons to follow Vietnam Holding.
Excellent stuff, Craig. Good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Looking forward to it. Thanks ever so much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.